Hey guys, it is Relly. This episode is such a good title. Such a good fucking title. I'm gonna name this episode Big Difference. Okay, y'all already fucking know I love Nikki, so this episode is called Big Difference. I had to get up on my bed and I had to say this, even though I'm not feeling well today. Not like sick wise, but like, you know, you're just like so drained and tired. That's how I feel. I wanted to put a little something on my podcast episode. Episode is called Big Difference. I don't even fucking know what episode this is. I think it's episode 4, season 3. However, there was something funny about the comment that Nicki made, right? And this is, episode is not all about Nicki Minaj, so just give me a second to explain myself. This episode is something or what she said when she was on the VMAs, and you know, MTV thought that she was gonna say something, that she would have something to say. And she said, I can control myself, because you know, that means you can control others around you, right? Pretty much. And needless to say, of course there was gonna be drama happening, maybe, you know, something happened, you know, that we don't know about with you know, her husband and Offset. That's not our fucking business, honestly. I do feel like this though, because anybody who is a Nicki fan would know that you obviously have to have a conversation about it. If you're a Nicki fan, you're gonna know your place though, but you will always have somebody's back just because you feel like you know them. But you always gotta look at it in a better perspective, right? Whatever's going on between Offset and Mr. Petty, I personally feel like whatever the fuck he want to say, he can say it at this point, because it's bust so long people could keep quiet. You know what I'm saying? It's bust so long people could keep quiet. So this whole time, you know, every time Nicki was in something or whatever the case might be, he kept quiet, always supporting his wife, always supporting his wife, always supporting his wife. Now, I am in no position, and then this goes for anybody, because remember, I work in the healthcare field, so this has nothing to do with me condoning anything. I personally feel if you don't know the details of a case, you need to mind your fucking business, period. So whatever it is that he had did in his past, whatever, that's on him. What I'm trying to say is there's a big fucking difference between certain people who will keep quiet and certain people who run their mouth too fucking much, right? I'm a huge fan of Offset, and I'm a huge fan of Nicki. Not, I wouldn't say a huge fan of Offset, but I like some of the tracks that he had put out and stuff like that. I listen to Cardi, whatever the case might be, but I am a huge fucking fan of Nicki Minaj, right? Of Onika. I love the way she carries herself. Now, I'm going to flip over. There's a big difference to people who are not celebrities. After a while, when you hear your name being dragged through the mud, when people have a lot to say about you, when you done tried to be nice, child, and you tried your hardest to just have that genuine care for other people, knowing that they don't like you, but in certain circumstances, you have to be the bigger person, right? I'm making a PSA. And I want to remind motherfuckers that there's a big fucking difference between you and I. If you are a person who has love in your heart, you're surrounded by good people, you always try to do good by people, and for some odd reason, there's always a motherfucking snake somewhere, right? Which is, that's what the devil is supposed to do. That's what he's supposed to do. That's what he's there for. But when you got motherfuckers who be trying to play you, who be making it seem like you ain't do shit, you know what I'm saying? Like you don't put fucking money in niggas' pockets. And when I say nigga, I ain't talking about a nigga. You know what I'm saying? When you put money in niggas' pockets and they don't fucking know how to fucking respect you, there's a big fucking difference between me and you. Okay? This episode, this podcast, are for all the people who got somebody hating on them. Just hating for no fucking reason at all. Here's what you do with them. You observe and you control yourself. You control yourself. You control yourself because if you already know how they're going to act out, what they're going to say, what they're going to do, what they're going to make fun of, you already have the power already. And that's what I'm fucking learning. That's what I'm learning. You are, or I'm talking, if I was standing outside of me, I would be talking to me and I'm talking to anybody else who is listening to this PSA announcement. This is not a long episode. This is more like a PSA snippet. You are different from your circumstances, of which can be hateful, but it also made you. You are different from your circumstances. Okay, because it made you. That means whatever it is that you went through, you had to go through it to be tough. But then some people go through things and they still have like a very scorned heart. They have hate in their heart. They're lying on the kid. You know what I'm saying? They're saying all sorts of things about you. And guess what you're supposed to do? Press on to the mark. You're supposed to press on. Everybody who already knows who I am, you could smile. Because I'm okay. I am actually okay. But when you are having moments in your life when you're not okay, you have to choose to be okay. There's a big difference where you have coworkers and family, friends, strangers. Some of them, they don't know your breaking points. Some of them don't know your breaking points. Never show an enemy your breaking point. I think that's what I'm learning now. Everybody always got enemies. And each and every person, we all have enemies. All of us have enemies. But if you're not an enemy and you are a child of God, honey, you are protected for life. I am protected for life. And I will continue to say that. I will continue to say that so that way I know in my mind that I am aware of what's going on. But I'm aware of motherfuckers. I'm aware. I'm aware of what you're doing. I'm aware of what you're saying. I'm aware. And when there's a big difference between you and other people, you have to be aware. Sometimes people can think that they are aware of what's going on and think that they know what to say or do, whatever the case might be. No. My discernment is very strong in people. And if you know for sure, if you know really, then you know that I'm very sweet and I'm very loving. And I tell it like it is, you know. I have my moments of when I'm weak, you know, when I'm feeling down, whatever the case might be. But when somebody is testing me, when things are out of order, when there is chaos, when there is uncertainty, and it so happens to seep into my foundation of peace, then the person who is causing the chaos, I hope you guys are doing okay out there. I hope that you guys are aware when you're driving in your cars, when you are driving to work, when you're on the train, when you're in the bus, whatever the fuck you do to get around this world, to keep it moving. I just want you to know how strong you are. And the reason why this is a PSA is because when Nicki Minaj has said that line, like lights just went off in my head. Because it's funny, because sometimes people need to think that they need to be in control. And as soon as when she has said that, it's just like a light just went off. Like, ding. I'm already in fucking control. That's why when people get jealous of you, they try to pretend like they in control and they're not. When people get jealous of you, I'm trying to say this real slow. When people get jealous of you, they try to think that they are in control. When really, because of their own insecurities, they are not. For this PSA, I am letting many people know that I am not going nowhere, that I'm here to stay, and that just because you hate on the kid and you see me live, you know what I'm saying? And you see me live and I'm presently all around you, you know what I'm saying? I'm making a difference. That's why. I'm making a difference. That's why there's a big difference, because I'm making a difference. I'm making a difference. But if you need me as your reference, then, you know, by all means, you got to come to the queen. There's a lot of women nowadays, including family, friends, or whatever the fuck else is a PSA. Some of y'all are y'all fucking ungrateful. Some of y'all are ungrateful. And there's plenty of times that I try to keep my mouth closed. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want to say nothing. Or I just ain't got nothing to say, because what I have to say ain't nice at all. I'm tired of being a villain for facts that I'm stating for people. So this is a PSA announcement that starting at the end of this year and next year, I'm just going to say what I have to say to people in such an elegant way where if it doesn't cause me to yell, I'll be proud of myself, because I'm a yeller. This is after like 30 times of being like nice. After a while, I'm going to fucking yell, because, you know, you can't be tired of the bullshit. Just know that there's always a difference between you and other people, right? I am starting to be aware that even though when you are hated, when you are disliked, when there are people that are jealous of you, when people try to send demonic energy your way, I am built in a different breed. I'm a different breed. Ain't no conversation, nigga. Ain't no weed. Dream girls, child. I'm your fucking lead. I'm sick, bitch. I'm the fucking vid. But I just wanted to make that really quick, because I don't know. You know when you have things in your mind and you just have to say? So some people love my voice. So if it so happens that you are listening to my voice and you didn't really want to hear what I had to say, but you love my voice, then you clicked on me anyway, which I really appreciate. There's a big difference between you and I. And boom, you the motherfucking bullseye. So, with that said, I'm going to continue to, you know, rest up. I'm going to continue to get restored. I'm going to continue to keep pushing towards the mark. And I'm going to keep remembering to keep myself in control, because it controls other people. Which is still crazy. But that's just Sherelle. Really, you know, I don't know if you can control her. But I will say this. I love you guys for even just clicking on my podcast, for even if it's 5 minutes. Everyone, every fucking body is dying to be famous. Everyone wants to have their own episode channels and this and that. I do this based off how I feel for the day, or if it so happens I can think of something to say. So I don't always have something to say on my podcast. I use this platform to allow people to understand in their moments of when they're by themselves that you're stronger than you think you are. That there's a big difference between the people that you are choosing to love, but they're not choosing to love you. And I'm also learning that in the process to not be hard on myself. And it's such a learning experience. It takes time. It takes quality effort to truly try not to be so hard on yourself. And I thank my husband. I thank my best friend. I thank, you know, the people who's always keep me grounded. My sisters, you know, when they're not getting on my nerves, yeah. But my mom, even when she's not getting on my nerves, you know, that there's family and friends and stuff like that that keep you grounded. But yeah, I just wanted to make this and just try to say it to myself that there's a big fucking difference. There's a big, big, big difference. There's a big fucking difference between me and you. You know what I mean? See you soon. Serendipity.
If you kill him, you won't learn nothing. If you kill him, you won't learn nothing. If you kill him. If you kill him.